This is TWiT.
You know, I'll tell you where my disappointment lies. And it's not really disappointment. It's not kind of anything I didn't expect. But, you know, me being an Apple fan, I know people doubt that, but it's true. I love Apple stuff. I bought everything ever. I own it all, including the 20th anniversary Macintosh, which is sitting over there unused. But as an Apple fan, I've seen Apple do this before. They did it with the iPod. They did it with the Apple, with the iPhone. They did it with the iPad, where they took an existing category and tweaked it in such a way that it made it work. It was like, oh, wow, they've sprinkled their fairy dust on it. And now I'm really into this category. And I was hopeful, but not, you know, not confident that they would do something similar. And to date, anyway, they haven't. I'll tell you the one thing they've done that is remarkable. And that is the double tap on the home or the friends button to launch Apple Pay. And they're right there with a double tap as my credit card. I can swipe through them and I can tap it to the touch to pay. In fact, I'm going to use it to, after the show, because apparently yesterday our Petaluma Market just added this Apple Pay capability. So I am really thinking that might be a killer app where you just go, yeah, I got it.
Well, it's certainly going to convince people to who have not signed up for Apple Pay to sign up for it, because I'm sure that they're accidentally triggering this because they're in by hour two, you're in. What happens if I triple press and then hold? Let's see what happens. But yeah, I mean, you had a really good point there. That I think it was one of the an article in, was it Wired or the New Yorker, in which their Johnny Ive or one of the other head designers was talking about the difference between how Apple built this watch versus how they built the iPhone. They said that the iPhone was built, was designed based on everything that we hated about the phones that are in all of our pockets, and the hate made them quite powerful and allowed them to build something that was quite spectacular. But then they said that's not their, that's my comment, not theirs. But then they said that with the watch, it was exactly the opposite. We built this watch based on everything that we love about the wristwatches that we wear all the time, and we tried to translate that into a tech device. So to my mind, it's kind of interesting to see, are they best motivated by looking at something they hate and trying to fix it? Or are they best motivated by saying, here's everything that we really, really like. Now let's sort of translate that into our own aesthetic and our own ethos.
Somebody's saying, well, maybe in time, Proteus says, it's only in hindsight that we'll see the Apple got it right thing. I disagree. I think the iPhone, you immediately got what a breakthrough that was. The iPad, same thing. The iPod, the same thing. Now, it may be, I think one of the things that could make this a breakthrough product is the ecosystem. And Apple has mixed results. I'm still waiting for iBeacons to be everywhere. They have mixed results in making ecosystem plays. But if they could expand the ecosystem so that this watch becomes hideously useful at the airport, at the grocery store, at the, you know, at the gym, that could make a huge difference. And that's something that will only happen in time.
Well, that's developers, right? I mean, that's them getting to that point where hopefully at WWDC this year, we see the Apple Watch, you know, API to write native apps. And once that starts opening up, so, you know, we're at a starting point here and they're doing a lot of amazing things. But like I said earlier, the potential's only even, you know, bigger.
Yeah, it's going to be so hard because remember that as radical as the iPod was, as radical as the iPhone was, even as radical as the iPad was, we had had Discmans and portable music players, and we had had phones in our pockets at that point, and we had had even ebook readers and computers that we carry around with us. I don't think Apple has ever been in this position where you have never worn a smartwatch in your entire life. So we're going to have to start with convincing you of why you would want to wear a gadget on your wrist and why it would be specifically this gadget, why you would give up your grandfather's retirement watch, why you would give up this other or the bare wrist that you decided that you prefer to having a watch on your wrist and put this on your wrist instead. So this, I think all of that has to be factored in when we think about how successful Apple is going to be when the first time that we get real good numbers on how well it's selling after the first initial burst of excitement. It's not a failure if it's a slow build, because it's hard to overestimate the challenge that Apple faces in educating people about this product.